Let us pray. Creator God, we pray for the world, the fruitful product of your overflowing love. As humanity continues to grapple with the challenges posed by climate change, by the ongoing COVID pandemic, and by the global trend toward authoritarian government, we pray for those people and places who are especially suffering as a result of these combined causes. In particular, we pray for the people of Israel, Palestine, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Ukraine, Russia, Syria, Sudan, and Yemen, who suffer through the scourge of conflict and the oppressiveness of dictatorial government. We pray for the small nations scattered across the Pacific who face multiple threats from rising sea levels and altered weather patterns. We pray for the people of Japan, where recent earthquakes have caused extensive damage and loss of life. May those nations who wield power and influence use it to secure justice and peace for the powerless and the vulnerable. And may the privileged developed nations come to the assistance of poorer countries in ways that enhance the dignity and security of their citizens, rather than advancing sectional or geopolitical interests. We pray for our nation, Australia, confronted as we are by disparate social, economic, and environmental issues. We pray especially for those communities across northern Queensland impacted by recent record flooding, and for those communities across our nation who are still struggling to rebuild after the devastating impact of bushfires and floods in recent years. As we are confronted by the climactic consequences of our wasteful society, and as we are challenged by the supply and labour shortages, which are the consequence of our nation's underlying economic and welfare inequalities, may we as a society have the courage and the integrity to pay attention to the prophetic messages contained within these realities, that we may leave a better world for the generations who come after us. We pray for our community and for all those daily connections and interactions that make up the fabric of our lives. May those who enjoy acceptance and inclusion extend the hand of hospitality and invitation to those who are excluded and marginalized. May those who are cut off from the community and fellowship be drawn in from the margins to the center of relationship and grace. And in all things, may our lives together reflect the covenant relationship between God and humankind. Merciful Lord, we pray for your church, the body of Christ, for the church throughout the world, for the Uniting Church in Australia, for your communities of faith at Ringwood and Heathmont. In every gathering of Christian believers, may the bringing together of strengths and gifts and needs manifest the love of God for all humanity, and may our congregations live as sisters and brothers dedicated to relationship with one another and with the world. God of hope and healing, we pray for all those who are suffering under the burden of illness or disease, for the dying, for those afflicted with mental illness, emotional trauma, or daily despair, for those who suffer prejudice and discrimination because of their physical or psychological circumstances. We pray for the lonely and the friendless and those upon whom the burdens and demands of life weigh heavily. From among our own congregations, we pray for those for whom life is at present especially difficult, and particularly all those who are presently afflicted with COVID. We ask that you bless them with hope and peace, and may we as a community of faith be an ever-present reminder to them of your love. Lord of life and resurrection, we remember all those who have passed before us, especially those whose anniversaries occur about this time. May their lives be held in the depths of your love, until that time when all life is joined through Christ into your eternal being. And may those who mourn and remember with sadness be upheld by your spirit of peace, reassured by your promise of eternal life made through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of all things, you know the depths of our hearts, all the hidden places, the secret hurts, the quiet shames, the unrealized hopes. Holy, known to you, we come before you now to offer in silence those prayers written on our hearts. Lord of light and life, we offer all these prayers, spoken and unspoken, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. And deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.